ஓகே, ஸோ வேர் வி ஸ்டாப்? ஓகே, இந்த ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஷீஸ் ஹவுஸ். ஸோ ஹீ டிட் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ். ஹனுமான் டிட் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ். நவ் ஹனுமான் தாட், ஹீ வெண்ட் டு ஹிஸ் ஃபாதர் அண்ட் செட், மை டியர் ஃபாதர், ஐவ் காட் ஆல் தி பிளெஸ்ஸிங்ஸ், பட் யா நாரத முனிஸ்
பாஸ்டர்.
Yeah, after Narada Muni, I stopped. That's why I'm going to start now, after that. So, now he got many benedictions, many blessings. But, what happened? He didn't have education. He didn't have Vidya. He didn't have any education. He didn't go to school, no?
And he went to study.
Yeah. So then he went and he told his father that I want to study. So his father said, you are so mischievous. I have to see someone who is very powerful for you. And then his father said, you please fold your legs. His father said that because when we are listening to Ramayana and Srimad Bhagavatam and all, you should sit properly. That's why. So his father said, I have to see someone who is very powerful to teach you. So then his father said, okay, you go to the sun god. Sun god is very powerful. He is a very great pandit. So you go to him. So Hanumanji, he went to the sun planet again. Sun god thought, what is this? When he was a child, he came to eat me. Now, why is he coming here? But anyway, he has grown up. I feel he must have become less mischievous. So then he went, Hanumanji went and told to sun planet. He offered his obeisances and he said, my dear sun god, I want to take education from you. I want to learn from you. So then I heard that you are a great pandit. Please teach me. So then the sun god said, he looked down. The sun god looked down. And below his chariot, the sun god is always in a chariot, no? With the seven horses. So he saw down and then there were 6 million rishis. And they were reciting all the four Vedas. What are the four Vedas? So these four Vedas. Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda, Yajur Veda. Tell again. Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda, Yajur Veda. So these four Vedas, there were 6 million rishis. Every day it happens. 6 million rishis below the sun god and they are reciting these four Vedas continuously, non-stop. So the sun god said, there is no place for you here. So then Hanumanji said, okay, I will not sit and learn, I will stand and learn from you. The sun god said, if you stand and learn, then you will obstruct me. I will not be able to move. If I don't move, the seasons will not happen. There will not be winter season, there will not be summer season, the days will not happen. I'm sorry, not moving, means in the sense, if you study deeply, it performs orbits. He will block the seasons. If the Hanumanji stands in front of the sun, he'll block this thing. The sun also moves.
In the proper even a city, like my neighbor has said, it is about the geography which proper turns, which is true. So it says that it shows that the pole star it stays on one place and below it the earth it just moves on its place and the sun goes round the earth.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you have to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Lot of things are there in it. I mean, we'll not go into geography now. We'll just try to see how Hanuman did his education. Later, that is 5th canto of Bhagavatam. That we'll explore later sometime. Okay? So, this the sun god said that you have to stand and learn. I mean, Hanumanji said, I'll stand. The sun god said, you'll block my this thing. But then Hanumanji said, okay, I will, the sun god said, okay, when I'm moving, you move along with me, but you move in the backward direction, that way. So Hanumanji agreed for everything. So Hanumanji was going along the orbit of the sun god. And in 60, and the sun god also said this thing. Whatever I say, I'll say only once. I will not repeat. You'll have to learn at that time itself. In 60 orbits, Hanumanji learnt everything. He finished learning everything, all the education, everything he finished in 60 orbits. And then Hanumanji said to the sun god, thank you so much. And then the sun god said, okay, you have learnt Vidya from me, now you have to give me Guru Dakshina. You have learnt something, you should give some fees, no? You pay fees in your school. So then Hanumanji said, whatever you want, I am ready to give you. Then sun god said that his son was Sugriva. So he is a king of the monkeys. you please go and assist him in his work. You always help him in his work. So then Hanumanji said, okay, yes, I will do that. And that is how he was working under Sugriva. Understood? Because that was a Guru Dakshina for his father. Sugriva's father, who was the sun god, was the father of Sugriva. So now Hanumanji, he was in front of Lord Ram and Lakshman. And Lord Ram and Hanumanji said that, as you last week we saw, na, Lakshmanji told to Hanuman everything, that this is Lord Ram and all about the exile. And then who told Ram to meet Sugriva? Who remembers? Sugriva. Who was the last person who told Lord Rama to meet Sugriva, to make allies with Sugriva? Think.
Kabanda.
Yes, Kabanda. Very good. So Kabanda Bahu Chedana Ram. So Kabanda told, you make allies, that is, you make a pact. You make a pact with Sugriva. So then Lord Ram said that I have to make the pact with Sugriva. So Hanumanji said, okay, you get on my back. So Lord Ram got on one shoulder and Lakshmanji got on another shoulder. Just imagine what a service, serving the Lord directly. Can you imagine how happy Hanumanji was? He was in ecstasy. Because, I mean, he had Lord Ram here and Lakshman here. What else do you require here? I mean, in one jump, it's called a leap. He leaped and then they met Sugriva. And then Sugriva met with Lord Ram. And then now they told the story about themselves. Sugriva, he had a brother, same like him. His name was Vali. And Sugriva and Vali, they were very nice together. But one day there was a demon called Maya Danava. He came and he was a huge demon. And this Vali, he had a fight with Vali and Sugriva. So Vali fought with him so nicely that Vali was very powerful. If anyone comes in front of Vali, he will lose half of his power. So powerful was Vali. So this demon, he went running. So then Vali also began chasing him. This demon started running. He ran. He ran into a cave. He went inside a cave. And Vali also went in the cave. And before entering the cave, he told to Sugriva that what you do, you just wait here. You don't come inside. So Sugriva waited outside. 1 year passed. One full year, Sugriva was waiting outside. No sound, nothing. Then, after 1 year, he started hearing some sound. And that also, it was a loud sound as though Vali was under danger. It was as though Vali will be killed. So then, blood flowed out of the cave. So then, Sugriva thought, oh, maybe Vali is already killed and now I'll be killed. So he took a huge boulder, a huge big boulder, means a big stone. And he covered the mouth of that cave so that demon will not come out. So he covered that and he went back to Kishkinda. So all the ministers and all the people in Kishkinda, they thought that since Vali is dead, someone should rule the kingdom, no? Because Vali was the king up till now. Now was a king of the monkeys. So then since Vali was not there, they crowned Sugriva as the king. So Sugriva became the king. But so he was ruling. But after some time, Vali came to see. And he was so angry because Sugriva took his throne. He was not even ready to listen what happened. He said that you cheated me and you want, and not only that, you put this huge big boulder so that I should not even come out of the cave. Actually, that full 1 year that Vali was searching for that demon, that Maya Danava in that cave, then he found that demon and he killed him finally. So that is why it took so long for him. So he said, by the time you want to take away my kingdom, that is why you did all these things. So then Vali, he became very inimical with Sugriva. He started beating him, he started doing all. So that is why Sugriva, he had to run away from Vali. So Sugriva, he went and hid in one, you can tell it as a safety zone. He went into and hid into one safety zone. And what was that safety zone? in that place, actually there was another demon called Dundubi. And that Dundubi demon was a huge demon. And Vali, once he had a fight with that demon, he just lifted that demon and he was fighting with him. And he fought with that Dundubi demon. And finally, when he was about to kill him, he killed him, and the body of the demon, it fell into the ashram of Rishi. And what happened? Blood flew in the ashram of the Rishi. So it is not a nice sign, no? It's not auspicious. So that Rishi cursed that whoever has killed this demon and threw him here, that person, if he comes within this 4 miles of this ashram, he will be broken into 1,000 pieces. So this was the curse Vali got. That is why Vali would not enter that place. Vali would not come to that safety zone where Sugriva went and hid. Anywhere Sugriva hides, Vali would always harass him. Not only that, he also took away his wife. He made his wife as his own wife. He took away Sugriva's wife and he made her also his own wife. This way, Sugriva was very much harassed. And then this all stories he told to Lord Ram. So then Lord Ram told to Sugriva that you help me find Sita, I will help you and I'll kill Vali. So then there was a peace pact made, and then and also they crowned, after this peace pact, this Hanumanji made a yajna. And after that, Sugriva told to Lord Ram that how can I believe that you will be able to kill Vali? Vali is so strong, because I will only believe that you will be able to kill Vali if you can lift that Dundubi demon. And the body of that Dundubi demon was there. It was very huge, it was very heavy, and Vali just lifted like this. So he told to Lord Ram, if you can lift the body of that, then how can I believe that that is for another thing. Wait. So then Lord Ram, he just lifted the body of Dundubi like that. And not only that, he said that there are 7 trees here. And Vali could just uproot all the trees at the same time. Are you able to follow what I am saying? He could uproot the tree. All the 7 trees at the same time. So he told Lord Ram, even if you can uproot one of the tree, then I can assume that you are strong. So Lord Ram, he took one arrow, and with one arrow he shot, and that arrow went through all the 7 trees. It uprooted all the 7 trees, and it went right down into the Saturnian planet. And from there, that arrow went and came back and came into his quiver. So this is how Lord Ram showed his power to Sugriva. So Sugriva, he knew that Lord Ram is very powerful and he can help me in fighting Vali. So then that day what happened? So now Sugriva, he went to the cave of, again, he went, now he went, because Lord Rama is there to protect him, na? So he went to the house of Vali. He said, hey Vali, you nonsense, come out. So then Vali, what is this from, what this, my Sugriva is so weak, but he has come today. So then they had a good fight. They were beating each other, they were rolling on the ground, and they were just fighting with each other. They were fighting with each other. At that time, this they all were fighting with each other, and it so happened that Sugriva would be killed. So then Sugriva went running. He went running. He thought, Ram promised me that he would protect me. And he ran away from there. He just escaped and he went and hid in his safety zone. And then he went and told to Ram that he promised me that he will save me. So then Lord Ram said, what can I do? You all monkeys look alike. Both of you look alike. It was so difficult for me. I took an arrow. I was going to shoot you. I was going to throw the arrow. But both of you look alike. I didn't want to end up killing you. So then he told Lakshmanji that, he told Lakshmana that you make a garland. So then Lakshmanji, he made a beautiful garland. And what happened? They put that garland on Sugriva's neck. So Sugriva put that garland and he went next day again to fight. And when next day again he went to call out Vali, hey, you come out, I want to fight with you. That time the wife of Vali is called Tara. She is very intelligent. She told to Vali, see, your brother is come now. He is so weak. Yesterday he was defeated. But why he will come today again? He was defeated yesterday. Means something is wrong. You don't go. But Vali, he didn't want to listen. He had this male ego. He was saying, oh, I am so powerful. Why I should listen to a woman? She is just a weak woman. So then Vali said, I'm not going to listen to her. But still he went to fight. And what did Lord Ram? The full day they fought. And now again Sugriva was going to be defeated. He thought, what is this? Lord Ram promised me that he'll come and protect me. And at that time Lord Rama hiding in the bushes, he threw an arrow and that arrow hit Vali. And this is how Lord Ram killed Vali. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Yes.
So after this, what happens? We'll see next week.